So, I was out last night and I was having a very interesting conversation with one of my friends who met someone that she's interested in, but it's not a typical situation that she's used to. And I wanted to talk about it with her and record it so that it could be really helpful for you, because I think that it's really important what she has to talk about. So I will let her introduce herself and tell you a little bit about who she is.
Hi. I am Marnie's friend, who I'm not going to give my name. And I'm told I have to say what I look like. So I am blonde, blue eyes, 5'2", 34 years old, living in Los Angeles.
Good. All right. So let's talk about what you were talking to me about last night, about this first date that you had with this guy. But I also wanted to get some background on how you met this guy, what you thought about the guy, and what it was that he did that caught your attention.
Okay. Well, the background is that I went to a friend of a friend's housewarming party. And actually the reason that I went to the party in the first place was because a couple months ago I had been to the same friend's house for a New Year's Eve party and had met somebody there who I hit it off with, but we didn't exactly continue talking or anything after that one night, so I figured that he would be at this party and I would run into him again. Your typical tall, dark, handsome, good job, very physically attractive, smart, whatever. So I went to the party and turned out that he was there. But during the course of the evening, I was kind of mingling around, talking to a bunch of different people, and ended up meeting, actually talking to somebody that I had met previously a few times before, but never really talked to him, never really, he didn't remember me, I didn't remember him.
Okay. And what were your impressions of him in the past when you did meet him? I know you said you didn't remember him, but what were...
Yeah, I mean, when I saw him on New Year's Eve, we literally, like, I was leaving as he was arriving. I mean, he knew my old roommate, so he seemed like a nice guy. Next to tall, dark, and handsome guy,
yeah.
I paid absolutely no attention to him whatsoever.
Okay.
And went on my way and didn't even remember.
Was tall, dark, and handsome only tall, dark, and handsome, or was he actually an interesting person as well?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. It was New Year's Eve. I got to the party kind of close to midnight, so he had already had a bit of wine. So he was interesting, but I think that it might have been alcohol-induced.
Yeah.
He also... The industry that he works in, it seemed that because it was also a hobby of his, that's pretty much all that he talked about, thought about, and it's not the same industry that I work in, and I really know nothing about it. So, although it was interesting, I think that after a while it kind of would have gotten kind of old.
Yeah. You'd have been over it.
Yeah. So, when I was at the housewarming party a couple days ago, and ran into the friend of Tall, Dark, and Handsome, he and I kind of just started talking, and turned out that he loves music. We have a lot in common as far as, you know, I work in the entertainment industry, he works in the entertainment industry, which, you know, so rare here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But he...
But you didn't find him attractive?
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay, just that's the main point.
Oh, sorry.
The main point is that, yes, you did not find him attractive at all.
No.
Right off the bat, initially, without speaking to him, not attractive. Yes. And not her type.
Not my type at all. So, but during the course of the night, spent pretty much the entire night talking to him.
And out of choice, you wanted to be talking to him.
Yeah, no, out of choice, absolutely. I mean, and my friend that I was there at the party with was like, you know, it was really interesting because within a span of 30 minutes, you were hit on by the hottest guy in the room, and you were also hit on by the nicest guy in the room. And at the end of the night, the nicest guy in the room was the one that got my phone number. And so we ended up having a lot in common, but the thing that really kind of drew me to this person was that he wasn't the best-looking guy by far at this party, but he had a confidence about him that really showed that he was very comfortable in his own skin and that he had no problem being a dork around me. I mean, well, we were singing show tunes and stuff, but anyway, that's a
separate
story.
A different program.
But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the night when I was leaving, it wasn't like, I'm scared to talk to you and I'm scared to ask you for your number or whatever. I mean, he was very much like, you're awesome. I had such a good time hanging out with you. I need to take you to dinner. So when can I take you to dinner?
Yeah, so very direct.
Very direct. And
did that catch you off guard?
Yeah, it did. Because also, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, like, I was talking to him and I kind of found myself really enjoying the night, but wasn't like, oh my God, I hope he asks me for my number. Mm-hmm. You know? So when he did, I was kind of like, oh, well, okay. And then...
Yeah, so how did it make you feel? Were you nervous to say yes? Or did you gladly say yeah? Of course, sure.
I did gladly say yes. I mean, I think that, you know, there's... This sounds horrible, but, like, there's a certain type of person that I normally date, and this person does not fit that type at all. Was I comfortable? Yes. Did the evil voice in my head have some statements to make? Yes. But, you know, this was a guy who I spent the entire evening with, who at one point when I was talking to him, his friends were interrogating my friends to make sure that I was a good person and that I was somebody worthy of dating their friends. And I just kind of feel like anybody that's got friends around them and people around them that are willing to protect them like that are good people. And, you know, we can date the really attractive guy that has no problem coming up and talking to a girl, but 9 times out of 10, those people aren't the ones, A, that you can have a conversation with, or B, that you can trust at the end of the day. Yeah. And I've been screwed over a lot, and I want the guy whose friends are going to protect him. And, you know, the guy that's going to say, like, you're awesome, I had such a good time hanging out with you, rather than thinking that he's awesome, you know?
Yeah, like, and oh, maybe, like, I'll see you later.
Yeah, exactly. So,
if you're lucky.
You know, that kind of said a lot to me, and, you know, called when he said he was going to, and we ended up going out the other night, and, you know, my entire experience in dating, I've kind of always gauged a successful date on how many times the waitress has to come over and ask if we're ready to order food.
Yeah.
Because we're too busy talking to look at the menu. And she had to come over a number of times. And we talked the entire night. And after dinner, we went across the street and had a drink and talked there too. And
was he a gentleman?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Did he like that?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't like overly like, I can't.
No, you know, obviously not. But
do anything for myself. But
you felt feminine on, or did you feel feminine on your date?
Yeah, I did. I mean, and I liked that, like when we were talking, he would like kind of like brush my arm or something like that. And so he wasn't like, it was like, you know, he was letting me know that he was interested, but he wasn't groping me or, you know, anything like that. And, so yeah, I mean, I had a really good time. Of course I ended up being uber feminine at the end because I tripped and fell, and he, of course, that confidence made fun of me about it.
Wait, so tell me exactly what happened with
that.
Yeah. And what he said and how it happened.
Well, I do tend to be a bit klutzy.
Yeah.
And so it had come up in conversation during the evening. And so when we were leaving the restaurant, at the end of the night, we had to go across the street, which in LA, if you're not crossing in a crosswalk, is like very faux pas. So we had to cross quickly, and so he grabbed my hands when we were going in, when we were in the street, and then there was like a grassy island in between the two lanes of traffic. And so when we got on the grass, like, we let go, and I tripped over a tree root and didn't fully hit the ground, but got pretty close. And he was like, oh my God, you really are a klutz. Like, the second I let go of your hand, you fall. Do I need to hold you up? You want me to hold your hand, make sure you're okay? So yeah. And then he drove me to my car and kissed me goodnight. And I was on my way.
Okay. And so how are you feeling now? And be completely honest.
I like him, and we've actually, he's away for the weekend, and so we have been text messaging throughout the weekend. So, you know, I'm sure I'm gonna see him again. I think that, dating somebody that I'm more physically attracted to right from the very beginning is going to be an interesting experience, because I'm attracted to his personality, and so it's actually hopefully going to give me the opportunity to get to know somebody before I'm like jumping into bed with them or something. I honestly don't know. I kind of waver, because it's scary too, you know, like, because the nice guy, like, you don't want to hurt the nice guy's feelings, and you don't want to not like the nice guy because you're not able to be attracted to him. I want to be attracted to him. And hopefully that grows over time. But, you know, he kissed me, and I didn't run away, so I think there's hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, he also didn't act like, oh my God, like, you're cute and I'm out on a date with you. Like, you know, I need to be scared or...
Yeah, he didn't put you on a pedestal. He just treated you as a woman he was interested
in. Yeah, I mean, like, and I'd heard from some friends of his that he normally dates, like, really attractive women, which I kind of, you know, like, kind of was good, because it's like he dates the attractive women that are tired of being screwed over by attractive guys.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That's good. Well, actually, can you just, I'm not sure if you described him, which is, except he said I wasn't attracted to him, but what does he look like? That's not your typical type.
He's 5'6".
Yeah.
He's bald, except for a patch of hair in the front.
Yeah.
His head. And he's a bit plump. Harry from Sex and the City.
Yep.
Very similar. but has a great laugh and a great smile and can hold a conversation and has a job and a car and
in LA,
place to live.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
I don't have to drive him around. He's not an actor. So, we'll see.
So perfect.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for sharing with us. And I hope that for you listening, that you picked up on what was being talked about. It's everything that I've talked about in all of my other programs, that personality for women does override. And, of course, you know, you've only gone on one date, and you'll see how it goes. But having a strong personality can definitely get you what you want and get you attractive women, get you the women that you like, as long as you are confident and you can move forward and go after what you want.